We were fought by the National Fire Protection Association. Our view at the time was that they knew everything there was to know about fire, and we didn't need government money. It was a long time before that center did finally get set up, by which time I was pretty much out of firework, so that only as an advisor on occasion have I got back into that. But my post-war period on peacetime fire was to offset the time I'd spent trying to burn down buildings. Try to have something to offset that. And it was a pretty big effort. But even the Fire Research Committee has been dropped by the Academy of Sciences, because there is now a fire center at the Bureau of Standards that does a lot more than our committee was ever doing.
I have any number of questions, yet we've only really covered to the Second World War. Would you be willing to continue another session at a later date?
not nearly as colorful, and I would have to look harder at thesis subjects, and my later discussions would be on technical things.
We haven't talked at all about your work in solar energy.
Oh, that's right. I haven't mentioned that at all, and that's a long, long story.
Your impressions of colleagues such as Walker and Whitman and others that are pioneers
yes,
here.
I told you one little story about Wilson and Haslam, about
yes.
their drive. Wilson was technically a brighter man than Haslam. Nobody could have been more of a driver than Haslam. But Haslam, the world had to be black or white to Haslam, and the world is full of grays, and he wouldn't recognize it. And this didn't set well with me. If you have to paint it in gray tones to be truthful, that's what you do. And Haslam had to have a simplification, but that's what we did. No ifs, ands, or buts. I did some research that he pirated. We're off the record now.
Well, let me just close by saying that I want to thank you for a very fascinating morning and sharing your experiences with us, and I look forward to continuing discussions with you at an early date. Thank you very much, Professor Honnell.